And it's time for the Pet of the Week. Today's Pet of the Week is brought to us by the Green Hills Animal Shelter at Trendon. We're sponsored today by Princeton Physical Therapy. Terry joins us for the Green Hills Animal Shelter for our Pet of the Week today. It looks like we have a pretty special pet that's come a long way in the past couple years.
We do. This week we're introducing or reintroducing, because we've talked about her once before a long time ago, to Peyton. She's a boxer mix who has a special place in our hearts. She came to us in October of 2019. So she's been with us 2.5 years and is our longest resident by far at the shelter. But don't let her long resident status worry anybody, because she is actually an amazing dog.
And she's been able to show that the past couple of years by overcoming a lot of the obstacles it sounds like she had when she did come into the shelter.
She did. Her life before coming to the shelter was absolutely heartbreaking. She was part of a hoarding situation. There were 22 dogs, and they were in just terrible conditions. They were neglected. They were starving. Every day was a struggle to survive. And the shelter worked as a rescue and came in and assisted with those 22 dogs. And Peyton was by far the most affected by her situation. She was skin and bones, and she was actually so frightened of the human touch that we couldn't even touch her because it scared her so badly.
But she has overcome that, and she is a sweet, lovable dog now that, you know, is ready to go to a permanent home.
She is. We often say that her spirit was broken, that it was bent, but it wasn't broken. And, you know, she learned with a lot of love and care to come out of her shell, and she bears no resemblance to that dog today. She is just amazing. She loves to spend time with the staff and volunteers. She loves to cuddle with people and just absorbs every little bit of attention and love that she gets.
Now, she is an older dog. You think she's around 9 years old?
We think she's around 9 years old, so she is a senior, and, you know, that's an even bigger reason we'd love to see her find her home.
So what would Peyton like to have in a home?
If she could tell us about her home, she would just ask for a patient, quiet, consistent environment. She'd like to be an indoor dog, even in the hoarding situation. She's never been an outdoor dog and is much more comfortable indoors. And she would be an amazing dog for, say, a single person who is just looking for a really loyal, dedicated companion. The only thing she would request in her new home is that while she does well, she's come a long way with having fear-induced issues with other dogs, she'd still like to be the only pet in her forever home so she can make up for all that time she got no love and attention.
It reminds me once again, how do people get a hold of you if they want to meet Peyton or the other animals at the shelter?
They can give us a call. Our number is 660-359-2700, or just stop by during open business hours. We would love to introduce you to Peyton.
Well, thank you for introducing us to Peyton. We hope she finds her perfect home soon.
Thank you for having us. We're hoping she'll find it very soon.
Once again, we'd like to thank Terry and the Green Hills Animal Shelter for bringing us Peyton today, our Pet of the Week. Also, to thank you to Princeton Physical Therapy for sponsoring today's Pet of the Week. If you would like to meet Peyton or any of the other animals at the animal shelter, stop by in person or give them a call at 660-359-2700.